MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Chatting now with Herman from Papendorp from Momentum Investments. Herman, appreciate the early morning time. Trump's policies, fair to say that, I mean, at this point, they are just contradictory. On the one side, tax cuts and deregulation. This is good for growth and economies. The other side, tariffs and stricter immigration policies is bad for growth and, truthfully, inflation. And at this point, I mean, I'm not sure that we know which way he's going to fall and which decision he's going to make, if not perhaps both.
Morning, Simon. Yes, and I think, you know, what we're in at the moment is very much a significant departure from the past. I think Trump's policies very much now have put us lock, stock and barrel in an era of protectionism rather than free trade or globalization. And that's even more so than in Trump 1.0, because he embarked on that kind of journey in his first reign, but now he's being much more aggressive. I mean, if at last count, I think, you know, he's now put on tariffs on $1 trillion of additional imports than in Trump 1.0. So you can see he's been much more aggressive this time around. He's probably learned from the first experience. He's also surrounded him much more with guys that he trusts that can implement his more protectionism or protectionist policies in the U.S. economy. So I think, you know, if you look at the growth impact, I mean, your actual growth impact will be, it's very uncertain on the U.S. specifically, because you've got these counterbalances, as you say. You know, we've got deregulation and tax cuts that later this year will probably be somewhat positive for growth. But immediately you've got tariffs and the clampdown on immigration that's immediately negative. So you've got this timing difference, firstly, but also these counter factors that will be on the one side positive for growth, but on the other side negative for growth. So we just don't know on the U.S. growth side. I think it's much more clear that for the rest of the world, it's predominantly negative for growth. So yeah. Again, if you got to make an asset allocation decision on equities as a growth asset, you've got to say, you know, valuation is not that great in the U.S., but maybe, you know, if I isolate the Trump effect as a fundamental factor for equities, I'd rather probably still want to be in the U.S. than in the rest of the world and just see how this plays out, these Trump policies on the equity market side.
I take your point. And it is difficult. Perhaps the tariffs do kind of win out. I mean, to your point, he's literally, 3 weeks and one day in so far. And, I mean, the impact as well. I mean, obviously, developed markets are going to feel this. But is there perhaps more risk to emerging markets in thinking particularly the equity markets?
Absolutely. I think so. I mean, I think, you know, if you look at emerging markets, they are predominantly exporters. I mean, so again, from that perspective, tariffs are significantly negative for emerging markets as an asset class. And I think, again, there you've got to be very much discriminatory in your asset class allocation within emerging markets. You've got to say, you know, where is Trump's focus going to be in the emerging world? And it's going to be predominantly in China. So again, you've got to say, you know, China's a big part of the emerging market index. So you probably want to look outside of China in the emerging world if you want to have some exposure. Now, notwithstanding what unfortunately has happened in South Africa with our foreign policy, and that's put us on the radar for Trump, one would have thought that, you know, from a fundamental perspective, you know, South Africa is looking somewhat more positive in the emerging market equity space, for instance, just in this kind of Trump tariff kind of framework.
And I mean, this is all potentially inflationary, and that then, you know, suddenly the Federal Reserve's rate cuts, and already they've paused their January 1, and the market is saying, well, maybe we only get one this year. Is there a preference? I mean, you mentioned a moment ago that we can't ignore U.S. equities. Is it still equities, or is there space for bonds after what was, I mean, certainly in local, but in many other markets, 2024 was a great year for bonds?
Yeah, I think one has to be very careful from a Trump perspective on U.S. bonds, for instance. So again, if you look at U.S. bonds, U.S. equities, you would say, well, the valuations tell you you should be in U.S. bonds. But if fundamentally, you know, the Trump policy framework is going to be unequivocally negative for U.S. inflation and for the rest of the world's inflation, because firstly, tariffs mean higher prices. You push up the price base of the world economy. You might be some in the US, you might say, well, then maybe there's a bit of a negating factor from maybe a stronger dollar, but I think that's on the margin. So overall tariffs negative for inflation. Immigration clamped down, that means higher wages on the lower end of the employment scale in the US. So again, the wage structures will probably go up in the US as well. So, you know, inflation being enemy number one for the bond market, you've got to say for US bonds, not great. Maybe for US equities, a bit uncertain. So the relative game is very much US equities over US bonds, even though the valuations might tell you the other way around.
I said a moment ago that markets had I mean, let's be clear. We came into last year with the market saying 6 US rate cuts. We never got that. Is there a world in which perhaps we actually see a US rate increase this year, or would that just need sort of, I don't know, catastrophic events?
I don't think so necessarily catastrophic. I think, you know, later this year, if we start seeing inflation really moving the other way, and again, you know, it's very difficult to pinpoint what's the exact magnitude of how much higher inflation will be in the Trump era than if it would have been without all these Trump policies coming in. But I think, you know, a general indication is maybe 0.5%, maybe even at a stretch, 1% higher inflation than it would otherwise have been. So maybe you have inflation somewhere between 2.5 and 3.5 in the US. The target of the Fed is 2. If they start moving to 3 and with a 3 handle on it, then the Fed might actually start seriously contemplating actually hiking rates later this year and moving away just from staying put on rates, which it sort of seems that, you know, we're sort of in that kind of framework in the next 6 months. Maybe one more interest rate cut in the US, but maybe also no further cuts. But I think they're going to start contemplating maybe rate hikes later this year.
Yeah, and things are changing fast. Emin van Papendorp, Momentum Investments, appreciate the early morning insights. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.